Good morning to you, Zeke.
I just want my sassy horse, please.
He wants your sassy horse.
I think I need one.
I thought you already had a sassy horse.
You
have many. You have stables. I've seen your stables. anyway, but good morning, Zeke.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, getting better. You know, I'm having a better day thanks to that song by Madame Abreu. I feel as though she sings to me whenever I hear that song, despite everybody else who's listening. And she's also singing to you Zeke.
Yeah, I know, but you have the headphones on, and so it is a much more intimate experience.
Yes, that it is. So anyway, we're chatting with you because it's already time for Zeke's Alternate Arts Review, Ramble, Rant,
Interview. Something or other.
It's something or other today.
As I said earlier, I'm very, very tired this morning, and so I'm sort of like shuffling my feet and sort of wiping the gunk out of my eyes and then sort of hurting myself because the knuckles dig in too deep and stuff like that. And it's just sort of then scratching my head and saying, ow, that hurts, and so on and so forth, realizing that I don't know. It's like dark out there, and it's the sort of thing where I just did not feel like doing anything this past weekend, so I'm just going to recite this list of stuff that I have to do this week, which is ridiculous.
I think you were mentioning last week something about vernissages.
Vernissages I had to go to. I can't stand vernissages.
You had to? They were forcing you?
It's like
your sassy horses?
No, it's you have some good friends, and you have lots of good friends. Now imagine if your good friends, what's some place that you don't like going to? I don't know, McDonald's, Harvey's, something like that. And so say your friends, for whatever reason, just because it's convenient or because for some reason they just like are brain dead or for something else, they just decide we're going to go to McDonald's or Harvey's. Then at which point do you say, no, I'm not going to hang with you guys because you're going to such a really lousy, silly place that I don't have any desire to be to? Or do you realize, okay, I guess I can put up with being at McDonald's because you're with all your good friends? And it is the sort of thing where last Thursday I went to go support friends at their vernissages. But it was the sort of thing where, yeah, the first one, which was at Galerie de Bellefeuille, I had to make chit-chat with strangers about silly stuff that was just... It just was frustrating, annoying.
I think one day we should come up with a little radio documentary or some sort of street or snippet of just talking about vernissages and how annoying they can be.
It's like record launches. You've been to record launches, right? And then suddenly some stranger comes up to you and say, "What the? Why are you talking to me? Go away, please." But then it gets even worse because last week there were only two. They unfortunately were on the same day. However, this week, deep breath. There's Manuel Bujold's vernissage on Tuesday at Art Murr. There's Mary Stanjofsky's vernissage at Gallery du Viaduct on Wednesday. There's the vernissage at Avenue Art about the sweater and the art for the NFB animated thing on Thursday. And yeah, today's Monday, and at which point by Friday I'm just going to be exhausted. You think I'm tired now? Then at which point that does just take so much out of me. And on the top of it, it is the sort of thing where it's at a vernissage. I'm not going to be able to see the art. I'm going to have to be making chit chat with strangers, and it's just not fun in any way, shape. Do you want to go to see the art, Margo? You keep making faces.
What?
Am I being that scary? Well, then, yeah, okay, because it is. It's with all of this. It's with Manuel. I know Manuel. He's really good. You know the, you see on the posters on the bus stops where they have the art stuff, Mouvement en Public?
That's what I had to talk about, actually. It's been a few weeks that I've been wanting to chat about that.
He's the guy behind that. He's the one who is the sort of driving force behind getting all of those up there, but he also is an artist. And so he's having a vernissage of his stuff, but now you look like you want to say something.
Oh, yes, because I went to the vernissage of that one, of Mouvement en Public. Which is going to be, I think, up until for a month or so.
No.
Parc Émile Gamelin. The photography is already there.
Okay, yeah, no, and then there's also what Etat d'Urgence and the Bal Moderne, right, and this whole thing that's happening this weekend. Yes, like they're going to like make it into a big party.
I'm not sure if that's tied in or not, but it's the same space.
Yeah. He nods his head vigorously. You can't see it on the radio, but nods his head vigorously.
Well, because they are kind of talking about different issues. There's some of those artists that are featured in that Mouvement Art Public that has an aesthetic look about them, and there's others that have some sort of social consciousness, mm-hmm. like Olaf Bernings.
Mm-hmm. And then when you realize that it's a social consciousness that is supported by the government, you say, what does that say? And then suddenly social consciousness that is supported by the government is social consciousness that is controlled by the government. Spooky.
I think it's to a certain extent. If you watch the documentary for ATSA, anyway, if you watch that, you learn a lot more about background and how political motives have different directions. It's not always one way.
I understand. It's also the sort of thing where here it's, they will take ad money from GM and then put it to good use. And so it is social consciousness that is supported by big business.
But who doesn't have that in the art scene in Montreal? Which brings us to another whole other topic, which we won't go into right now.
But no, then there's, you got me off on topic now.
Sorry, I don't know.
That's okay. That's okay.
Right now.
But there it's a sort of thing where one thing, yes, that I wanted to mention as far as the good stuff is, last week at Victoria Hall, which is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place to go see art. No, because there it's when it's not a vernissage, it's empty. There's nobody there, which is a wonderful way to see art. And so, yes, Victoria Hall, which I think is like on the corner of Lansdowne and Sherbrooke and Westmount. And it's a building that was, they told me I could have been so fancy. They told me who the architect was, and I could have impressed the heck out of everybody by just name dropping an architect from 150 years ago. But shucks. But you go to the Victoria Hall. They have a group show with my good friend Paolo Rodolfi, who is the best artist there in the bunch. The other ones are crap. And
so biased.
She's my friend. Do you compare Underworld to Amanda Mabro? Who do you like better?
I love both. You can't compare them. They're totally different styles, totally different.
As people.
Can't compare them.
As people.
Incomparable.
As people.
Anyway, can we move on?
Okay. Anyhow, Victoria Hall, because then right next to Victoria Hall are the greenhouses. And on days like today when it's like dark and it's cold and it's ugly, hanging out in a greenhouse is a really, really nice thing because it's got all sorts of green stuff. It's got plants. It's got like little tinkling fountains and so on and so forth. Although I heard that they have changed. They used to have, that famous, Kid the Peas in Denmark, the statue? You know that one?
Isn't that in Belgium?
Belgium, Denmark. It's one of those countries up there. You know, all those Europeans, they're all alike.
Are you talking about that little statue?
Yes, uh-huh.
that's Belgium.
Okay,
Brussels.
That's fine. And they used to have a copy of it there, and apparently some Westmount matrons got offended, and so now they have a different copy of a different statue.
Because of the fountain?
Yeah, it used to be like this little naked kid that was peeing as the fountain, and it's a copy apparently of some...
St. Martin when he was a little boy in the
field. And so, yes, it's, and, now I lost my point again. Anyhow, go see the Paolo Rodolfi show at Victoria Hall, and then if it's really dark, ugly, and gray, and cold, hang out in the greenhouse afterwards. And then, I don't know. I'll come back next week, and I'll complain more about the vernissages that I had to go to, that somebody at there is actually going to take guns and knives and force, and which will threaten me with physical violence if I don't show up at these things.
They are getting at that point, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, uh-huh. And also, while you're
very
clicking...
Very artistic knives.
While you're clicking around, I already have Democracy Now up on this computer here.
I wasn't doing that.
Okay. Well, just to let you know, I already have it up here. As you can tell, I'm just running out of steam. Today is one of those days. Just crawl back into bed and say,
And think about art.
No, I think it's...
about Zeke and his sassy horses.
No. It's Amanda Mabro's sassy horses. I just want to borrow it. You think they have, like, with those pink manes and stuff like that?
I'm sure they do.
I would like one. And yeah, what sort of chaps do you wear on a sassy horse?
These are questions that we all need to ask ourselves. Thank you, Zeke.
No problem.
Thanks, Margot. We'll have to go to Margot's weather observation. We'll try to do that right after this ad.